Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Three things important to a rising standard of living and prosperity are private property, a relative lack of government, and free trade. With President Trump's recent announcement of a new United States-Mexico-Canada agreement that, if confirmed by Congress, will replace the North American Free Trade Agreement, there are several provisions that take a step back from free trade. It would increase the cost of living to American consumers. As consumer prices increase, American prosperity suffers. Here are some examples. For instance, the agreement requires the three countries to abide by the International Labor Organization Standards for Workers' Rights. Should the ILO declare that right-to-work laws violate international labor standards because it weakens the process of collective bargaining, that would invalidate such laws now in effect in 27 states, including Michigan. Such an action would either drive up production costs in the U.S. or export American jobs to other nations. Next, the agreement requires Mexico to enact legislation recognizing the right of collective bargaining under the threat that the U.S. and Canada will impose tariffs on Mexican goods if it does not. This would also increase production costs in that nation, making Mexican goods sold to consumers in the U.S. more expensive. Third, the agreement requires that at least 40% of an automobile's content be made by workers earning at least $16 per hour. This requirement will increase production costs, reduce employment, and hiking consumer prices. Beyond punishing American consumers with higher prices, the agreement also prohibits the use of currency devaluation to seek a competitive advantage in international trade. The only way to enforce this provision would be for the U.S. to abolish the Federal Reserve and for the other two nations to eliminate their central banks. I don't see that happening. What will likely occur is that Mexico and Canada will be forced to join the U.S. government in regional inflation of all three currencies, leading to a global currency war that will impoverish people around the world. Why don't the negotiators simply start over and push for free trade to benefit everyone? That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WYLS or MacDonald Broadcasting.